Washington talks could prove more vital for Ukraine's future than Trump-Putin summit. Huge crowds gather in Israel calling for hostage deal and end to Gaza war. Bolivia set to elect first non-left-wing president in 2 decades. Health versus heritage. Pigeon feeding ban sparks debate in India. 3 Republican-led states to send National Guard troops to D.C. Hollywood stuntman set on fire for Pink Floyd cover dies aged 88. More than 200 missing in flood-hit district in Pakistan, official says. Sudan army torturing people to death, says rights group. Serbia ruling party offices set on fire in protests. Watch. Plane makes emergency landing on Australian golf course. Air Canada delays return to flights after union defies government order. Hurricane Erin grows in size as it barrels towards the Caribbean. Macron condemns act of hatred after tree memorial for murdered Jew is cut down. New Orleans mayor and bodyguard lover charged with fraud and corruption. Resignation and betrayal. What handing Donbass to Putin would mean for Ukraine. Trump posted a photo of me sitting by my tent. Then a bulldozer arrived. Once home to a cult, the Chilean tourist village haunted by torture and child abuse. Beyond chow mein, can a new wave of restaurants help China win hearts? Are mangoes good for diabetes? Indian studies challenge conventional wisdom. The world is behaving irrationally. Putin's warm welcome gets cold reaction in Ukraine. In maps, the war ravaged Ukrainian territories at the heart of the Trump-Putin summit. It's coming home, the undignified row over the body of Zambia's ex-president. What to know as Air Canada strike ends and flights resume. Watch. Plane makes emergency landing on Australian golf course. Protesters target Serbian ruling party offices in 5th night of demonstrations. Wildfires rage in Spain and Portugal as heatwave continues. How the Trump-Putin summit unfolded in under 2 minutes. A long way for nothing. BBC correspondents on Alaska meeting U.S. advisor Navarro says India's Russian crude buying has to stop. Oil prices steady as Russia supply concerns ease after Trump-Putin meet. Erin downgraded to Category 3 hurricane. NHC says oil prices hold losses as Trump-Putin meet eases Russian supply concerns. Israel says it targeted energy infrastructure site used by Houthis near Yemeni capital. Oil market seen bearish after Trump-Putin Alaska meeting. In Michigan's cherry country, the federal safety net is fraying. U.S. commerce debt widens products subject to steel. Aluminum tariffs. Russia decree opens door for Exxon return to Sakhalin 1 project. Trump administration unveils stricter subsidy rules for wind solar projects. Jefferies turns bearish on holding. Sees Nike leading in running shoe demand. Qantas to pay record fine of $58 million for pandemic sackings, criticized by judge. China's Dongfeng Motor to sell its 50% stake in Honda joint venture. Analysis: Hong Kong property sector clouded by rising debt repayment risks. Google agrees $36 million fine for anti-competitive deals with Australia telcos. Soho House Members Club nearing a deal to go private. WSJ reports Australia's BlueScope logs profit plunge as tariff maze hits demand, forces write down. Air Canada grounded as striking union defies order to get back to work. Asia stocks encouraged by US-Russia talks, Nikkei at record, India and China surge. Huahong HK shares tumble as Shanghai trading halted on acquisition plan. Singapore's exports fall 4.6% year-on-year in July, weaker than forecast. Asking prices for UK homes drop, but July sales hit 5-year high. Rightmove says foreign holdings of U.S. Treasuries climbed to record $9.13 trillion in June. U.S. retail sales rise in July. Softening job market poses risk to spending. India plans sweeping consumption tax cuts by October to boost economy. U.S. business inventories rise as expected in June. U.S. consumer sentiment weakens in August. Inflation expectations rise.